Davis Marion, College View, Nebraska, September 16, 1904. Dear Sister Marion, I keep your case before me, and I am grieved that you are troubled in mind. I would comfort you if it were in my power. Has not Jesus, the precious Savior, been to you so many times a present help in times of need? Do not grieve the Holy Spirit, but cease worrying. This is what you have many times talked to others. Let the words of those who are not sick as you are comfort you, and may the Lord help you is my prayer. If it is the Lord's will that you should die, you should feel that it is your privilege to commit your whole being, body, soul, and spirit, into the hands of a just and merciful God. He has no such feelings of condemnation as you imagine. I want you to stop thinking that the Lord does not love you. Cast yourself unreservedly upon the merciful provisions that He has made. He is waiting for you to heed His invitation. He will help you if you realize your weakness. I am so sorry that you do not trust in Him who is your only hope. No one can help you now but Jesus Christ. Say, I will cast my helpless self upon the Savior's arms. Come to Him just as you are. You need not think that you have done anything which would lead God to treat you with severity. I know better. Just believe in His love and take Him at His word. Do not worry about the book. Just cast away your unbelief and be healed of that evil. It is nearly daybreak. I have been praying for you and writing out some things for the present meeting. I have spoken once since coming here. I took cold through change of weather, but am improving. This is a large meeting and a very important one. I wish to act my part. May the Lord help me. He is my hope, my crown of rejoicing. At the close of this meeting, I shall go to Battle Creek to spend a week or two. After that, we shall turn our faces homeward. I shall spend a few days at Los Angeles and at San Diego. Marion, may the Lord strengthen and restore you, is my prayer. Oh, I am so sorry that you are sick. But do not lose self-control. You have a very strong will. Exercise that will in preserving your self-control. You will, won't you? My dear sister, you have handled these subjects so often. Just appropriate them to yourself and receive the consolation that it is your privilege to have. Look away from your poor, miserable self to Jesus. He is the beauty of holiness. He wants you to submit yourself as a little child to Him. You have prepared many things that God has given me for others. I entreat you to be encouraged by the thought that you have been permitted to help me in my work for so many years. Let this thought comfort you. I entreat you to look away from yourself to the Lord Jesus and in simplicity trust your Redeemer. Submit to that which Sister Nelson and your sister may wish you to do. Be peaceful in the Lord Jesus Christ. He is too wise to err and too good to do you harm. Be hopeful in God. Do not think of trying to do anything on the writings. May the Lord help you is my prayer. He would have you believe and act out your faith. Christ has given us in His life an illustration of the amiability of character that He would have us all possess. He clothed His divinity with humanity and came to this world to dwell among us. We are to recognize His every word and deed as a manifestation of God's love. Our Savior is the great medical missionary. His is a tender, sympathetic ministry. In this ministry, the largest possible measure of consolation and joy has been revealed. No suspicion or distrust is to take possession of our minds. No apprehension of the greatness of God is to confuse our faith. May God help us to humble ourselves in meekness and lowliness. Christ laid aside His royal robe and kingly crown that He might associate with humanity and show that human beings may be perfect. Clad in the garments of mercy, He lived in our world a perfect life to give us evidence of His love. He has done that which should make unbelief in Him impossible. From his high command in the heavenly courts, he stooped to take human nature upon him. His life is an example of what our lives may be. That apprehension of God's greatness should come in to efface our belief in God's love. Christ became a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. The human heart given up to him will become a sacred harp, sending forth sacred music.